it is for sure that we need the blessings and prayers of everybody, not only while we preach, but also as we go about the activities in our life every day. We need prayers of one another to be strong in the ways. I'd like to go to page 208 here in the Book of Mormon, and start on verse 7 there and read a few verses. I say unto you, my sons, were it not for these things which have been kept and preserved by the hand of God, that we might read and understand of his mysteries, and have his commandments always before eyes, that even our fathers would have dwindled in unbelief. And that's the records of the Lord that we have, you know, the Book of Mormon in the Bible, it's referring to, but it's referring here to Mosiah, to the brass plates, that it had a record, you know, from the beginning on down. And like we have in the Bible, but whether they're the same all the way, I don't know, but some of it is very good. But it's for our enlightenment that we'll know what the commandments of God are. Because, you know, he says we are to keep his commandments. That's a commandment he gives time after time. Verse 8, and we shall have been like unto our brethren, the Lamanites, which know nothing concerning these things, or even do not believe them when they are taught them, because of the traditions of their fathers, which are not correct. And, you know, that is the way, not only the Lamanites, you can say we've got a lot of Lamanites in the world today, if you want to, that don't know the scriptures. They've never opened the Bible to read any of it. You know, they just don't believe any of that, what's here in the scriptures. But they're for our guidance, for our help. The Lord loves those that want him to be their God. He loves those that will keep his commandments. And he blesses and prospers them. Verse 9, O my sons, I would that you should remember that these sayings are true, and also that these records are true. Behold, also the plates of Nephi, which contain the records and the sayings of our fathers from the time they left Jerusalem until now, they are true, and we can know of their surety, because we have them before our eyes. And now, my sons, I would that you should remember to search them diligently, that you may profit thereby. And so that's what we are to do, is to search them, that we know what the scriptures are. We know what his commandments are. We know what we should do and not do. You know, we shall not hate, we shall not kill, we shall not murder, we shall not steal. We learn that by reading the scriptures. On verse 12, and I would that you should keep the commandments of God, that you may prosper in the land according to the promises which the Lord made unto our fathers. And many more things did King Benjamin teach his sons, which are not written in this book. And so, you know, we have those records here in the Book of Mormon for our help and our guidance. You know, there's many of the people in the world today that have no use for this Book of Mormon, but it's the Word of God, just like the Bible. But, you know, they don't understand the Bible either. Look where they're at. They're wandering in the wilderness, like the Lamanites wandering in the wilderness, lost, not knowing the commandments. But we are fortunate we have them. As I said before, I'm very happy the Lord's touched my heart and brought me into this church out of the world. I don't know why he did it, but I'm sure happy he did. Very happy to be here, to know that I'm in his church. But he says to me, Marvin, why don't you keep all of my commandments? So that's what I try to do. But you know, the Lamanites and the people of the world, even everybody here, the adversary works upon our heart. He works upon us. He whispers in our ears to lead us away from Christ. He just loves to do that. When he leads people away from the church, oh, he's more than happy. He's got a feather in his hat, as you want to say. So anyway, we are to be very fortunate that we have the gospel. And so I need to turn over to page 317 and read here on verse 57. And I'll read to 62. Behold, he sendeth an invitation unto all men, for the arms of mercy are extended towards them. And he saith, repent, and I will receive you. And you know, that's true at all times. He says, repent. And those that repent and come to him, he blesses them. If they don't repent, he'll be like some of the Lamanites. They're destroyed. Some of the Nephites. Even, you know, when they didn't repent, you know, they were destroyed. And he saith, come unto me, and you shall partake of the fruit of the tree of life. Yea, you shall eat and drink of the bread and the waters of life freely. Yea, come unto me, and bring forth works of righteousness, and you shall not be hewed down and cast into the fire. For behold, the time is at hand, that whosoever bringeth forth not good fruit, or whosoever does not the works of righteousness, the same has cause to wail and mourn. O you workers of iniquity, ye that are puffed up in the vain things of the world, ye that have professed to have known the ways of righteousness, nevertheless you have gone astray, as sheep having no shepherd. Notwithstanding, shepherd Notwithstanding, a shepherd has called after you and are still calling after you, but you will not hearken unto his voice. And that's the way the shepherd, our Lord, is calling today to the people of the world, to us as well, that we walk in steps that's pleasing to him, that we humble ourselves, strip ourselves of pride and hardness of heart and mean thoughts that the adversary loves to put in our hearts. Yes, he loves to put it in our hearts that we have all of that which is evil. He don't like to have us do that which is good. So I'd like to go over in the Bible now here a little bit in Proverbs, the 8th chapter. Proverbs, the 8th chapter, and I'll read, beginning on verse 32, and read a few verses here. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instructions, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my doors. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the life. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. And so that is very true what it is. We are to listen to him, you know, the promptings of the Spirit, that it whispers to you from time to time, gives you admonition and guidance, warn you of danger, and such not as that. It is for our benefit that we keep his commandments and hear the instructions. The instructions are to keep his commandments, to strip ourselves of pride. You know, it says, I love them that love me. That's the way the Lord is. He loves those that love him. That seek me early, shall find me. I'd like to go back now in the Book of Mormon again on page 211. Page 211, and I'll read a verse here, 39. Now this is King Benjamin here. For I have not commanded you to come up hither to trifle with the words which I shall speak, but that you should hearken unto me and open your ears that you may hear, and your heart that you may understand, and your minds that the mysteries of God may be unfolded to your view. And you know, that's what we have to do, is open our ears, you know. We become deaf if you want to. Yeah, we hear, but we don't hear. We don't obey. And so that's what he's telling you. Open your ears that you may hear. That's what we are to do. That we may see and hear and understand the ways that he has given, that we may escape the snares of the adversary that he places before us. That's what he does before everybody. There's nobody here that escapes from the adversary that he doesn't work upon us. He works upon everybody. But you know, there are those that will not pay any attention to him, but will keep the commandments of the Lord in all things and walk upright and just before him. We have many scriptures of different individuals that have walked that way. But you know, nevertheless, the adversary does work upon everybody. Some he has great favor in working on, and others that he just cannot influence at all. He works upon them. And so, as King Benjamin says here, open our ears. You know, not only that, open our ears to hear the promptings of the Spirit when it tells us something for our guidance. Have I always hearkened and listened to the promptings of the Spirit of the Lord? I'll have to say, no, I'm sorry. At times I have not obeyed it. And it's been to my hurt that I didn't obey the Spirit of the Lord. So we need to be mindful of the Spirit of the Lord. I know there's a spirit of the adversary and the Spirit of the Lord, and you know, they're hard to tell the difference between. You just look back in the history of this church and you can see, if you're wise, you can understand the times that he has worked upon people in this church to lead them astray. And you know, it isn't everybody that can tell the difference between the Spirit of the Lord. I know at one time I couldn't. So I give some admonition. It was all false, but I give it. I didn't know that it was false. And of course, thankful my brothers in the ministry, they recognized it for what it was and rejected it. But I was bumbled. What was the matter? Why did they reject that? It was of the Lord. I was just sure of it. So I took it to the Lord. To my surprise, the Lord talked to me and told me how to distinguish and what Satan does. The Lord says when he gives his admonition, Satan immediately wants to give some more admonition, which will not be always correct. It'll have false things in it. And so I understood from that time. So I've been fortunate to know that. So we have to open our ears and be mindful of the Spirit, to walk humbly before the Lord in praying to the Lord morning, noon, and night. You know, pray to him for help and guidance that we can walk in the steps that's pleasing to the Lord. I need to go over to page 162 here in the Book of Mormon. 162, and I'll begin on verse 23 and read a couple of verses here. For this cause have they been shown unto me, that you might know the gate by which you should enter. For the gate by which you should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. So the gate that we have to enter in is repentance. We've got to repent of those things that we do that's wrong, and those things in our lives. Turn to the Lord. That's what we have to do. But do we always do it? Well, most people, a lot of people do it, but not everybody. A lot of people read the scriptures, but you know, they just put them up and go on about their business. And so they don't always follow what the scripture says. We must repent and be baptized. Repent, get that pride out of our heart. You know, that's one of the greatest tools Satan has, is pride. And he loves to put it in the people's heart, to puff them up, that they're greater than anybody else, and everybody else is beneath them. And so, great I am, that's what he loves. So I'd like to go over to the other end of the Book of Mormon on page 771 and read some more here. On verse 29 here, and I'll read a couple of verses here. And the first fruits of repentance is baptism. That's what comes after repentance. We repent of those things that we have done. And then we are baptized. And baptism cometh by faith unto the fulfilling the commandments. And the fulfilling the commandments bringeth remission of sins. And the remission of sins bringeth meekness and lowliness of heart. And because of meekness and lowliness of heart cometh the visitation of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, which comforter filleth with hope and perfect love, which has lived, which love endureth unto prayer, unto the end he shall come. Until the end shall come, when all the saints shall dwell with God. And you know, that's going to be a wonderful time that we have to deal and live with the Lord. It will be during that millennium, which is not far ahead of us somewhere. But you know, that'll be a wonderful time. Just think of the wonderful time the Nephites had after Christ had come here, after his crucifixion. And you know, he set up the church, and you know, they had peace and happiness for a long time among them. But you know, Satan, he worked and worked and worked and worked on the people to lead them astray, and he was finally successful. And so he leads them away, and they're not so good. I'd like to go back into Book of Proverbs again and read a little bit. That'll be Proverbs 7, chapter 7. A lot of good information in Proverbs. And I'll start on verse 1 here and read 4 verses. My son, now this here is David speaking to his son Solomon, I want to say. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thy eye. You know, we all enjoy apples. And so, you know, we should enjoy the commandments just like that. Love them and follow them, for they lead to life eternity. Verse 3, bind them upon thy fingers. write them upon the tables of thy heart. But say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinsman. And so that's what we are. We want wisdom and understanding. And, you know, we need to humble ourselves and, as it says, keep my commandments. And that's what we got to do. They're very easy to break, those commandments, you know, over in the book of Helaman, particularly. The Nephites, you know, they'd have a good time for a couple of years. And then in a couple more years, you know, they would, so many of them turned evil. And they'd have war and contention and strife. What was it mostly from? Well, it was from the Gad-eating robbers, most of it was from. You know, they are servants of the adversary, the Gad-eating robbers. These secret organizations, they're in the world today as well. We're not excused away from them. We may not bump into them very much normally, but there's some secret organizations about. And President Trump, you know, he's not of one of a secret organization, but he has a number of people in his top echelons there that are, that belong to the CFNR, and that is a kind of a secret organization that he has in his organization as well. And you know, they cannot lead technically for that which is good unless they repent and turn to the Lord. And that's what King David here is telling his son to do, is to follow his commandments. So anyway, let us move on. I want to go back into the Book of Mormon. On page 363, we're in a fight all of our life. The adversary is working to lead you astray. You know, you've heard it advertised, Sears has a battery, you know, a die-hard battery. Well, you know, we have people just like that, that are diehards. They're always at church. They're always here. My brother, Bob, and his family, they're always here. We got others that set a good example. Just like that, that's always here. And so, but many, we have a number that, for some reason or another, they're off playing around somewhere and not obeying the commandments of God. Why, I don't know. I can remember even as a little tyke, 2 and 3 and 4 years old, we always went to church. Mom gathered us up. Church we went. Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, Friday evening, Saturday if there's something special going on. Anytime the church doors were open, we were there. Always, Mom took us. You know, I guess got me in the habit. So I've always gone to church. Not always in this church, but other churches until I learned of this church. Then I've been here. But as the Lord says, I love those that love me. And so he does. And so on page 263, I'll read here on verse 14 and read through 20. And it come to pass that they journeyed many days in the wilderness, and they fasted much and prayed much, that the Lord would grant unto them a portion of his Spirit to go with them and abide with them, that they might be an instrument in the hands of God to bring, if it were possible, their brethren the Lamanites to the knowledge of the truth. Now, it's speaking here of the sons of Mosiah, who it's speaking of. To the knowledge of the baseness of the tradition of their fathers, which were not correct. And it come to pass that the Lord did visit them with his Spirit, and said unto them, be comforted, and they were comforted. And the Lord said unto them, Go forth among the Lamanites, thy brethren, and establish my word. Yet you shall be patient in long-suffering and afflictions, that you may show forth good examples unto them in me, and I will make an instrument of them, of thee in my hands, unto the salvation of many souls. And it come to pass that the hearts of the sons of Mosiah, and also those which were with him, took courage to go forth unto the Lamanites, to declare unto them the word of God. And you know, they brought tens of thousands of people of the Lamanites to the gospel. Tens of thousands. Was it all easy for them? No, it wasn't all easy for them. Some of them got put in prison and was there and for a while, and they finally got out, but you know, they went right on preaching the word of God again. And so they brought many souls. I want to say, do you remember Samuel the Lamanite? I think he was a descendant of some of the people that were brought here by the sons of Ammon into the gospel. And you know, as it says, as he says, you know, once the Lamanites turned to the Lord, they were very faithful. They didn't turn away. They fasted and prayed and worked very diligently to keep the commandments of God. And they did. You know, they would lay down their lives and not fight against their brothers. They were very faithful to the Lord. So I'd like to back up here in page 20 in the Book of Mormon. And I'll read here on verse 48 and read a few verses. Now this here is Lehi and his vision, and so this is what it is. I'm 48. And it come to pass that after I had prayed unto the Lord, I beheld a large and spacious field. And it come to pass that I beheld a tree, whose fruit was desired to make one happy. It come to pass that I did go forth and partake of the fruit thereof, and I beheld that it was most sweet above all that I ever had before tasted. Now that's that tree of life. Yea, and I beheld that the fruit thereof was white, to exceed all the whiteness that I had ever seen. And you know, that's just like the saints of the Lord that his angels have, you know, is white, is what they were, whiteness. It's purity. And that's what it is here in purity. It's white, sweet above all that I ever had tasted. Verse 52. And as I partook of the fruit thereof, it filled my soul with exceeding great joy. Therefore I began to be desirous that my family should partake of it also, for I knew that it was desirable above all other fruit. And truly it is the Spirit of the Lord. When you have those visions and dreams and the promptings of the Spirit, very sweet, very nice. That's very, a person becomes hungry for that. And as I cast my eyes round about that perhaps I might discover my family also, I beheld a river of water, and it ran along, and it was near the tree of which I was partaking of the fruit. And I looked to behold from whence it come, and I saw the head thereof a little way off. At the head thereof I beheld your mother Sariah, Sam, and Nephi, and they stood if they knew not where they should go. And it come to pass that I beckoned unto them, and I also did say unto them with a loud voice that they should come unto me and partake of the fruit, which was desirable above all other fruit. And so it is. To partake of that, you know, it's something the people of the world really can't partake of. They're not of the Lord, they're of the world. The author of them is the adversary. And so they cannot partake of it. Can the adversary produce visions in the session off? Yeah, he sure can. I've heard people tell him, listen to him, so he can. And so, but you know, the adversary, he don't like us to follow the Lord. And I'd like to turn over to 584, page here in the Book of Mormon, 584. Verse 53 here, and I'll start with and read a couple of verses. Oh, how foolish and how vain and how evil and devilish and how quick to do iniquity and how slow to do good are the children of men. And you know, we only have to look around us and we can see the example of this. You know, it just seems like our society is becoming more corrupt all the time and evil. Yea, and how quick to hearken unto the words of the evil one and to set their hearts upon the vain things of the world. Oh, how quick to be lifted up in pride. Yea, how quick to boast and do all manner of that which is iniquity. And you know, that seems like it is. You know, I was out working on my back fence one time and a couple of children come up walking down the alleyway where I was. And one of them, man, the language that he was using was ferocious, terrible. I guess he thought it made him great to use all those foul words that he could use. Well, that's what the adversary teaches us, to use bad language at all times. Now, I want to go over onto page 163 here in the Book of Mormon. And I'll read on verse 30 and read a little bit here. Wherefore you shall press forward, feasting upon the words of Christ. That's what we're to do, is feast upon the words of Christ. And how do you do that? By searching the Scriptures, by reading the Scriptures. We got people that don't come here too often that are members, you know. Do they open the Scriptures once a week, once a month, or even once every year? I don't know. Not very often. Do they feast upon the words of God? No, they don't. And endure to the end. Feasting upon the words of Christ and endure to the end. Behold, thus saith the Father, you shall have eternal life. And you know, that's what we all want, is eternal life. Is our heart sold upon the Lord? Do we love the Lord? Or do we hate to have to go to church? Do we hate somebody there in the church that we cannot stand them? Do we have dislike, animosity? Well, we shouldn't have that at all, but I'm sure that there are the adversaries working upon our brothers and sisters throughout the world, that he overrules them. And I'd like to scoot down on the page 163 in the next chapter and read there on page 163, verse 4. Wherefore I said unto you, feast upon the words of Christ, for behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things what you should do. And that's true. It will tell you all things and what you should do. Wherefore, now, after that I have spoken these words, if you cannot understand them, it will be because you ask not, neither do you knock. Wherefore, you are not brought into the light, but must perish in the dark. And you know, that's what the adversary, he is dark. The Lord is light. And so we love the light. We want to follow that light. We want to follow him. But you know, the adversary works upon us He blinds our eyes. He blinds our hearing so that we don't see and we don't hear. But you know, the scriptures are here for us. We should be in these books almost every day and read and search the scriptures. I have to do a lot of reading because I forget so quick. My brother Bob, he's got a good memory, but I got a bad memory. So I don't remember all that I read. I understand it when I read it, but you know, I get done with a page and I say, well, what did I read? So I have to go back and read it again. But one time, if I read the page twice, I could just about quote the whole page. But my mind's not like that today, and so I have to have my brother over here help me along a little bit. He's a good one. And so we got to keep the commandments of God and to love one another and to obey our Lord. Thank you.